This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the world. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Live radio always works out well. You got to press the buttons right. I never press the button. Well, I do press some buttons correctly. But these buttons I don't always get. I don't always press right. I'm Joe with Senior Hollis from the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the news today, isn't there? Now, Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break, as he does every week. Xander's the host of X-Grad, his own show that he does on a daily basis. He'll give you more information about that. But I got to tell you, in looking, do you remember this girl? Some of you, what is it, the Dr. Phil show, had this young lady on. I don't know if you're going to call her a young lady. How about we just call her young female type? That would probably be better. And she had total disdain for authority, total disdain for her mom, total disdain for her dad. My God, what do we got going on there? Can we fix that? Yeah, sometime. So she decided, and she must be from Louisiana or something. And I'm not making fun of Louisiana people. I don't mean it that way. When you hear, do you want to call it an accent? I don't even know what you call it. Dialect. When you hear her dialect, tell me where she's from, because I don't have a clue. Help me out here. Take a listen.
You know, my phone takes me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yep.
See, you know, the argument here is her dad hasn't been involved in her life, and, you know, she's going to have problems, and they're going to do this, and with what she's doing on the street, the cops are going to just listen. Because she's smarter than anybody on the planet. This point.
In all these hoes laughing like so funny. She's talking about the audience. That's laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So she this little spoiled brat is looking out at the audience, and she just said, look at the bunch of hoes are laughing at me. They need a translator. And a mom had to translate for Dr. Phil. You think I'm bad.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything. What do you mean what I just said? You didn't say anything. It made absolutely no sense whatsoever. But she apparently thought she did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. And I do mean that. But this is this young lady. So her dad, after seeing all of this. Oh, and by the way, the other thing that bothers me about this, I probably won't get through this. Oh, no, maybe I will. So, the dad is a police officer. And now he's fighting for custody for her. Now, she's 13 years old. You cannot tell me that he hadn't known this was going on. Right? And the...
Well, Muhammad Ali's family.
You know, he should... What did that come from? Shut up. So you can't tell me that he didn't know this was going on. People around her didn't call him or let him know. So Danielle's father, oh God, Ira, maybe it's Ira, Peskowitz, yeah, Ira Peskowitz, is a Palm Beach County Sheriff's Deputy, Associate Professor, and founder of the Kids and Police Tennis Association. Now, he says that he's been paying support to the mom for years, and he's been fighting an ongoing custody battle. So, you know, the relationship with the mom apparently ended really bad. In around 2004, he was upset to see Danielle appear on television, drop out of school, and get into fights. Now he wants to raise enough money to finally get custody for Danielle and give her the help she needs. Buddy, at 13, 14, you're going to need a whole clinic for this girl. Not that it's impossible, not that you can't do it. But again, I go back to, really? Is this the first time you've seen this? You haven't seen your daughter or heard your daughter like this in forever? Ira has started a GoFundMe account, raised a few thousand dollars at this point. On the page he writes, I'm reaching out to the world, humbly as a father that was estranged from his daughter, Danielle, as a result of my parental alienation. I've always taken care of her financially, but was denied the opportunity to truly be a present parent and influence her life. How are you denied? I'd love to get this guy on the show. Did you take a job out of state? Maybe you should have quit your job. Maybe you should have moved closer to her. Maybe you should have been up her butt around her school. I didn't go away with my kids. They probably wish I did, but I didn't. As a result, Danielle and her future have been compromised with the lack of love and guidance that a child needs to be able to flourish in this world. He said, I'm asking for help with covering fees associated to legal expenses to get her the proper help she needs to be able to have a happy and healthy life in a stable home with a strong, positive future. Now, he also told the newspaper that she is still young. Danielle needs to be allowed to be a normal, healthy 13-year-old girl. Danielle needs to be treated. She needs to get treatment. She needs to get a good education. She needs a speech therapist is what she needs. Okay, I'll do that. English is the second language, works for me too. I mean, seriously, I would love, and again, I'm not making fun of people out of Louisiana, New York, or other places. I grew up in Boston. I know what it's like. But I would love to get these people the help they need. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Site. Xander Gibb joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We're going to have us a lot of fun. We'll be right back. Remember at Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I can change the screen. Get over it. Anyway, I bring him on every week because I have so much fun with him. I tease him all the time. It's like I start my weekend off with him. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week here on The Real Side with Joe Messine. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. You know, I always have fun with you too, and you know, there's so much going on. I sent you you must think I just send these things to you, you know, for obvious reasons, but I don't, because I'm not in this group. Oh yeah, you got thrown out of the group too, huh? That LGBTQ ABCDEFG community.
Oh yeah, no, they didn't throw me out. I gave them back my bag badge.
God. Please send your emails to.
That's a given. I don't give a crap.com.
Well, you know, so the transgender pastor delivered a sermon, and he said that God is transgender, and he can prove it. He said that in the beginning, God created humankind, although I don't know what Bible he's getting that out of, but humankind, in God's image, God created them male and female. So I'm wondering if he meant like they had all the parts and pieces, because my Bible says that God created, God is a spirit. So if God is a spirit, he created, you know, we are spirit beings. We're housed in a in this earth suit, this body, whatever. But and the Bible says that when we go to heaven, there is no male or female. So do you know what version of the Bible this person is reading out of?
No idea. I really don't. I thought God created man in his own image, you know, so that rules that out. You know, God is a man. So if you've seen me, you've seen God, basically.
Yeah, I get it. But I get a kick that he's pulling this one line. The Bible's got 66 books in it. He's pulling one line that God created them male and female. I love it. Just amazing.
I get kind of concerned when people distort the Bible. I mean, if you want to get very clinical, you know, God is a triune being, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if you want to get really, really clinical, but no, I don't think he's a transsexual. He's not when he talks to me. I mean, he does, you know, in pictures he wears a dress, but that's quite common for deities.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you brought up an interesting point. You're in trouble now. So if he's been painted with a dress, maybe the artists were transgender. I don't know. It's just a thought. No?
Possibly. You mean like transplanting their own ideologies of God into the myth?
There you go. See? I knew you'd get it. So,
I'm an artist, you know.
Yeah. You are truly an artist. I am none of that. So you saw the other piece I sent you where the Massachusetts lawmakers threatened the St. Patrick's Day parade to boycott them amid a gay group dispute. And what the article says is, well, it leads you to believe at first that they've thrown out there's some kind of gay group in the parade, and they've thrown them out. And they're called outvets. That's what they are. And the committee, whatever you want to call them, they said, look, we're not throwing them out, but we have a standing rule. And the rule is that there's no, logos of certain groups. And not that they can't have an LGBTQ logo, but it was like, this is not a political event. This is simply an Irish parade. That's it.
Right.
So they're screaming that this is intolerance and injustice against gay people. I'm getting tired of this. Am I wrong? Am I being a bad guy?
No, you're not. First of all, can I say people are saying you need to crank up the volume, so you need to pump up the volume a little. But here's the first question that I would ask with that. Are these people even Irish? It's St. Patrick. My Irish accent is kicking in there. It's St. Patrick's Day. Are you Irish? If you're not Irish, you shouldn't be marching in the parade. It's that simple.
Oh, I could have a field day with that, but I'm not because they know where I'm at. Yeah, it is. It's an Irish Day parade, South Boston parade. As an Italian guy growing up there, I can tell you, I wasn't welcome in that part of town on St. Patrick's Day. So,
I mean, I think if it was, you know, if a bunch of Irish people and they weren't gay went along to the gay pride parade and said, "We want to march in your parade," they would probably be like, "You're not gay. You can't march in the parade."
Okay. Again, I say, if you have a problem with this, you can send your cards and letters and emails, in this case, to Xander Gibb. So apparently, what is it? This is Boston Mayor Martin Walsh, Republican Governor Charlie Baker, Senator Edward Markey, I didn't even know he was still around, and Representative Seth Moulton, all Democrats with the exception of the governor, are saying this is just an affront. Why do they make such a big deal? You think they're just afraid of getting the LGBTQ community upset at them?
Yes, of course, because you're going to blink and you're a homophobe. You know, I'm openly gay, and if I say anything, I'm homophobic. But it's like, wait a minute, if I'm gay, how can I be homophobic? It's just beyond me, really. I must hate myself, really.
You know,
and I don't. I love myself clearly. So you know, it's
yeah. It's always a kick at the stuff that these people come up with to try to make you feel bad. You know, about who you are, what you are, and what you think.
Yeah,
I joke about my book. Yeah, by the way, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a book I wrote a while back. You can get it on my website at Amazon.com. But all the things that we've been taught to hate, right? We've been taught to, you've been told, or groups have been told, that those Bible guys, those Bible-believing guys, they hate gays, lesbians, transgenders, and everybody who isn't just old and white. And it's just so far from the truth. And especially one of those, where does Bible thumping come from? Do you know where? I'm still trying to figure this out.
I think it was because preachers used to, like, you know, pound their Bible when they were preaching, I guess. But I really don't know. I mean, whenever I've preached, I've never pounded my Bible or thumped it, you know. I usually just use it and read it, you know, passages and...
Yeah. So anyhow, I just some of this stuff just really, really eludes me. You know, where did it go? It just took off my screen. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
I hate computers. Pope Francis.
I know
you touched on this one. Pope Francis. He said that he wants to allow the priests to get married, and felt that maybe because they don't have enough priests in the clergy there or in the ready to go, that he's wanting to give them the right to be married. And I want to know what you think about that, but you're going to have to wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Sandra Gibb joins me. I'm going to find out what he thinks about the Pope wanting priests to get married. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can, you know what you can find there? A lot of good stories up there. But the best thing up there is my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you buy it from the website, I will sign it and get it out to you as soon as I can. If you buy it from Amazon, you don't care about the signature, you'll get it. I am sure you'll get it a lot faster, usually within a day or two. Anyway, I want to get right to my next guest. I don't want to waste his time. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We start off the weekend together. Xander is the host of his own show called X-Red. Xander, where do they find you? You know, I don't mean that physically. I mean, you know, on the air.
I'm in New York, usually, in a deli or somewhere they serve food. Another show, you mean?
Yes,
weeknight, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Everything's at XanderGibb.com. You can also catch the show on Facebook Live when it's working properly. And you can also buy my book, The Voice from Beyond the Ice House, from Amazon, or all good booksellers.
Amazon. That's a book. Do you remember their original? I'd like to find one of their original commercials someday. They were hilarious. So we were talking about Pope. What's that? No. We were talking about Pope Francis, right? And he's decided that he wants to open the clergy. He wants to allow the priests to become married men, or he wants to allow married men to become priests. I see. I think there's a little sinister thing going on here. And I'll tell you, between you and me, I think he'd like to get a little close to Madonna. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it.
Madonna as in
the singer.
The singer, or
yeah, he already knows the name. She's got money. You know?
He wants Madonna to sing Like a Prayer to him, doesn't he? That's what it is.
So what do you? I know my Catholic friends are going to get mad. You're making fun of the Pope. Well, you know what? I make fun of everybody. I'm an equal opportunity fun maker. Why do you think he's doing it? Or wants to do it?
I don't know. Maybe his boyfriend told him to. Or
you. Send your emails to Xander. You can find him at X-Rat.
Yeah.
XanderGibb.com. Go get him. No, I mean, he's saying that the problem is that that there are less and less and less and less people signing up to be priests, but I don't think that that's necessary because they can't get married. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't want to. I'm just saying I don't think that that's necessarily because of that. I think that the church is in a bit of a crisis. I think that there's a lot of things going on that really haven't been straightened out. A lot of mixed messages coming out of the church, and young people are skeptical of religion to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, while this new Pope Francis, you know, all kind of joking aside, you know, this guy is pretty radical and he's pretty kind of forward-thinking. But he's the John McCain of Catholicism for me, because he says one thing one day, and then he says another thing another day. You know, he says he's for gay marriage, then he's against gay marriage, then he's for this, and then he's not for it. I mean, you know, pick something and stick with it, Frankie. You know, that's my advice.
Yeah,
it's bad to call him Frankie. I refer to the president as the Donald, so surely I can call Pope Francis Frankie.
I call the ex-president Oblamo all the time, so I'm good with you there. The White House press secretary Sean Spicer was all over the news today because when he came to the podium, apparently the American flag that they wear on their lapel, it was upside down. So social media went crazy with theories as to who and what he was trying to signal. You know, everything is a sinister thing. I got my thoughts on that one. What do you think about that?
I don't know even if I really care. I think that there's so much projection right now on things that are just not important, and it's in order to, it's like free pizza. Ooh, look, over here we have free pizza. And so that we don't look other things that are far more important that are going on, you know, in our country. I that's exactly what I think.
Well, that wasn't nice, because you yelled free pizza. I started looking around the room. So that wasn't cool, dude. This press is making me nuts, because the things they hold on to, the things they hang on to, the things they scream about or make fun of, I don't get any of this, right? I mean, with President Obama, it was boxers or briefs, and we couldn't get a serious question out of them. Now, one of the press people today was complaining that the plane that the Secretary of State uses doesn't have enough room for all the press. And, you know, Spicer was nicer than I was about it. He said, look, part of it is a fiscal thing. You know, we're not going to go getting bigger planes just because you guys want to come along. Last I checked, the Constitution didn't have a guarantee. They have a guarantee of a freedom of the press there, but they didn't have, there's no guarantee that there'd be room for you on the plane, or in those days, you know, they wouldn't have enough donkeys to move you around or whatever you needed, horses. This is just nuts, is it not?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love that CNN thinks freedom of the press means they can treat the president exactly how I like. You know, if you're in my house and you're asking me questions and you're a guest and you're rude and you interrupt, you'll get kicked out and you won't get caked. So I'm totally, with President Trump, you know, on his level of reaction to some of these people in the media. But I did notice that you're rhyming, you know, your rhyming couplet, nicer with Spicer. That was a great touch, Joe.
I'm not that artistic, so when I come up with one, it is a big deal. The North Korean government, I love that. All these things that I heard the press talking about today, I started thinking about how they must be sitting there looking for ways to spin the negative and the positive against Trump. Well, we already know they're doing that, but they're not getting good at it. They're getting more desperate as the days go on. One even suggested today that the buildup of anxiety, the buildup of hostilities in North Korea is because of President Trump. Because, you know, if he wasn't so aggressive, if he wasn't such a person that struck fear in the hearts of some of these people, they wouldn't want to be coming at us like this. My comment is, no, Mr. Obama let them get away with this for so long, we now have a bunch of spoiled brats over in the Middle East. What do you think?
Yes, I totally agree with you. And it's interesting how kind of forgetful people have got, you know, like Chuck Schumer is now complaining about how bad the infrastructure is in this country. Wasn't it bad in the last 8 years? and I have to laugh at, what's his name, Kim Jong-fool or whatever his name is, you know, blaming things on the president. You know, what's that ginger guy, the singer, Ed Sheeran? You know, he's a great singer, but he said the reason he didn't bring out his album in the United States sooner was because of Donald Trump. Stop blaming him for everything. You know what? I got on the scales this morning, and I've lost a couple of pounds, and I blame Trump. Barbara Streisand saying she's put weight on because of Trump because she's eating too many pancakes. You know, it's, I was, when I read that, I was like, Piggy, eating pancakes, you're the luckiest piggy in the world.
Oh, again, I say, XanderGive.com. That's XanderGive.com if you have any problems. I was just putting it up there. No, but you're right. I mean, there's got to be a syndrome for this. There's got to be these people that are so wigged out by him. My dad would love it when somebody was crazy about something he did. He's like, look at all the real estate that I'm taking up in their head for free, right?
Yeah.
And then now Pelosi, proof positive that there is very little. The IQ numbers might have just dropped below 5 for her. She says that it is unfair that they vote on this bill until it's vetted by all the sources and they know exactly what's in it.
Kind of unlike Obamacare, you mean?
Well, remember, I was like, no, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. I wish somebody from the floor would have said, Mr. Pelosi, I believe that if we pass it, or you pass it, we can then find out what's in it. And see what she says. She can't deny it.
This one is really stupid because she tweeted a couple of days ago, when was President Trump going to come good with his, jobs plan? And it was just announced that, it's the biggest increase in I don't know how long. So I had to tweet that back to her because I think, stop making stupid comments. Does she not feel that the world knows how stupid she is? And this is before we even get to Maxine, whatever her name is. She thinks the president invaded Nicaragua. The president of Russia, even.
No, she is. But Pelosi said that the jobs that you're seeing now are because of Obama's plan.
Oh, please.
No, seriously.
Please.
He's still trying to take credit for all the good things going on, and everything negative was Bush's fault. Remember, we got to go for a quick break, though. It'll give both of us time to go throw up and come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Andy Gibb will still be with me on the other side of the break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Let's just jump right on this here. I got, what's your name again? Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week.
Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls. I already told, yeah. So today, you started it. I'm going to finish it now. Today is the 20th anniversary of what they call the controversial death of rapper Biggie Smalls. And yeah. I guess Democrat, what is his name, Hakeem Jeffries, used his time on the floor today in a pretty interesting way. He was reciting lyrics from one of Biggie's hit songs, Juicy. Now, I'm not familiar with that song myself. But forgive me, was he like a pioneer in the business? Was he... What made him such a big deal? You know?
Apart from the fact that he weighs 600 pounds, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of rap, but it's, you know, some gang war stuff, and he got killed, and Tupac got killed, and, you know, and if you don't know about this, you must be racist, Joe, you know?
I'm a little behind on my... Is it rap or hip hop or, you know, that whole thing? I'm a little behind on updating my index cards on that, so I'm not quite sure. I don't have any of their albums, so I wouldn't know. And I understand he can't get 45s anymore, so I don't know how I'd keep up on this stuff. But the
but Tammy's a big fan of hip hop, so
as you well know. But I get a kick out of these guys. Now this guy was heavily involved in drug sales and that kind of stuff when he was younger. I mean, he grew up in a bad part of town. That doesn't make him a bad person in and of itself. But, you know, didn't, from what I've read, didn't really totally get out of it, was making money hand over fist in this industry, as most of them do. And when you, you know, I know this isn't going to come out right, but you take it from where my heart's at. When you aren't well educated, when you don't understand how to handle your money, when you come out of these violent scenarios, I don't know if you can really do, I don't know how much good you can do with your money. You got any thoughts on that, or do you care?
I think you're a racist, Joe, basically.
How did you know?
I get where you're coming from. I just, I totally do. But you would think that, you know, if you can better your life in any way, shape, or form, that you would sidestep whatever you're doing. It would take a certain mentality to continue, you know, selling crack and whatever else. If you've got the opportunity to kind of get away from that, and I think it's sad. But you know, a lot of these shootings and things like that, a lot of them are, I would say 80% of them are like drug related. You know, all of these gang crimes and stuff that go on, and you know, if you're mixing in those circles, I mean, you ain't going to get shut up going to your Bible reading. Well, I suppose,
well,
in some states, but you know what I mean. It's about where you're mixing, and that's not a race thing. I think that's part of the the kind of times that we live in, sadly.
And you're right. It is sadly, but. All right, so something I know absolutely nothing about is this whole thing with the Ivanka Trump. Apparently, her fashion brand truly is selling like hotcakes. I mean, I know that there's some groups that'd like you to believe that she's not doing any sales whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she's selling so well. And here's the funny thing about it. Neiman Marcus has put her products, kind of slid them back on the website. And they're not going to do that if they're not making any money at it. If her products aren't truly selling, no retailer's going to take the chance to do that. You know, I have a problem with this. She is probably more on the LGBTQ side, on women's rights side, on women's health side. She's probably so much closer to, you know, that group than Trump himself is. I don't get any of this. I don't get why do this to her.
Because she's his daughter, and please don't think for 1 minute I'm saying that's right, because it absolutely isn't. And, you know, it hurts my heart when the media says, oh, he's anti-Semitic. And I think, don't you fools know that his daughter, you know, married an Orthodox Jew and became an Orthodox Jew herself. So his grandchildren are Jewish. Because, of course, we never had any anti-Semitism when Barack Obama was in charge, did we? Or any, you know, the black community got on well and, you know, everything was hunky-dory. According to Maxine, whatever it is, anyway.
Yeah, when you see the anti-Semitism that's going on in colleges across the country, and you think about the growth, you think how much it's ballooned, you think about how much it's really taken hold. And I'm not trying to blame the whole common cold on Mr. Obama, but I'd love to. By the way, you know, in those days, I've got this thing that I do now. You know, one of those days where you're feeling a little depressed, a little down? I've got something I want you to do. If you just close your eyes, and not while you're driving, obviously, but if you just close your eyes and you repeat this to yourself, this is a great daily affirmation. Ex-President Obama.
Yeah.
Ex-President Obama.
Brilliant.
Don't you feel better?
President Obama, breathe out. President Obama.
Because you know what? And the reason I say that is I am so tired of hearing, what are they calling this syndrome? It's something Trump syndrome, right? Where people really are wigging out just at the mere fact that he's president. They can't tell you what he's going to do right or wrong. You know, that march, that women's march the other day, what was it, International Women's Day?
I thought it was International don't take your woman to work day or something, it was called.
You mean untie her from the house and let her go or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, on that day, the productivity in the United States was fivefold.
You know what I tell people? I said, think about something. I want you to think about something, ladies. Before you leave work, if you're in a small office of 30 and five of you don't show up and more gets done, what is your expectation of the boss? What's he going to do the next day?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But what does that say, really, if, you know, it's definitely mostly Democrats that were able to do that because, you know, the majority of them are on welfare. You know, you can afford to take the day off and pretend that you're not working when you're on welfare, you know. Just remember to take your EBT card so you can get lunch while you're out.
Like I said, they can. Xander Gibb.com. That's where you can go to get Xander.
No, it's Xander Gibb at IDon'tGiveACrap.com.
So what was hot there on your show this week? What was the topic theme that kept coming up?
Navarro Gate. That was the hottest topic this week.
Navarro Gate. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I'm listening.
So I had a feud with Anna Navarro, basically, because she's a rhino, and she gets paid to tweet nasty things about the president. So my philosophy is if she can say tweet nasty things about the president and get paid for it, I can do it, say nasty things about her, and I'm not getting paid for it. So it culminated the other night, and she put a picture. She's been on holiday in Hawaii. She put a picture of a whale, said she'd been whale-watching, and I basically said, you know, my comedic mind jumped to it right away and said, step away from the mirror, Anna.
So she went
throughout social media telling people I called her ugly, which was a lie. I know I didn't say she was ugly. You said she was fat.
You said she resembled the mammal in the,
Yeah, I think whales are beautiful. But kind of long story short, she got all her minions to attack me, so I blocked most of them and told the rest of them to go for it to multiply. But I screen capped everything that had gone on because you know, this is the thing. We're used to this with people that work for CNN, is that they lie. And I spoke to a friend of mine who's a lawyer, and he said, I could have a case. She lied about me. She defamed me. So watch out, Anna Navarro. I'm coming for you.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, again, you go back to some of the stuff that we've been watching over the last week or two or three, and there are attorneys out there right now. Actually, the past FBI FBI director has said that there's actually enough proof to bring up Hillary on treason charges. Now, this is not Joe Messina, and this is not me making it up, although he did say something a little more harsh that I'm not going to repeat on the air, but... He's known for leading a 1996 investigation into the explosion of the TWA Flight 800. And he has been with them, he has worked around them, and he says point blank, there is enough evidence, there's enough there to lock her up. And
Just don't leave it to Comey to investigate this time, you know,
Yeah, what's your...
Wait, what's that tapping? What's that tapping, Joe? It's Obama.
Oh God! There is so much going on. I don't know how. You know, like you said, Maxine Waters came out and she said that the alleged sex actions in the Trump dossier are absolutely true. So somehow she must have videotape of it actually happening.
Yeah.
And they're a bunch of hypocrites because we know what happened with Clinton. We know exactly what happened with Clinton. And somehow saying it is so much worse than doing it. But
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the interesting thing is, you know, they said about how disgusting it was for Kellyanne Conway to be kneeling on the sofa in the Oval Office that way. I think that Oval Office has seemed a lot worse
Let's not talk about that. Xander Gibb, thanks for being with me. I always have some real fun with you when you're on the show with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, come back the next hour. We're going to talk about the social justice warriors that are now having a fit because they were fired for not showing up at work. And some of them got into work and said, but I'm a woman. We'll be back in a few minutes.